EP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
The Signal chat about U.S. strikes in Yemen involving President Trump's national security team and a journalist continues to reverberate in Washington.
National Intelligence Chief Tulsi Gabbard acknowledges it was a mistake to discuss sensitive strike plans against Houthi rebels in a Signal group text chain that included a journalist.
The conversation was candid and sensitive.
The Atlantic posted the full chat today with jaw-dropping specifics from Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth about exact timings of when fighter jets would launch and when bombs would drop. He says he was just doing his job.
Provide updates in real time.
And testifying before a House panel.
No classified information was shared.
Gabbard echoed CIA Director John Ratcliffe, earning a rebuke from former House colleague Joaquin Castro.
Y'all know it was a lie. That's ridiculous.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's placing 25% tariffs on auto imports. The White House says it'll foster domestic manufacturing. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he set up a $2 billion strategic response fund.
To build a made in Canada supply chain, a made in Canada option, so that we are less affected by these. Now that will take time, but we are already putting in place the building blocks for that.
Audio courtesy CTV. The tariffs could be complicated as even U.S. automakers source their components from around the world. Shares in GM fell roughly 3% on the news. French President Emmanuel Macron says a proposed European armed force for possible deployment in Ukraine under an eventual peace deal could respond to a Russian attack if Moscow launched one. Macron spoke after talks with Ukraine's president ahead of a 30-nation summit in Paris. And anti-war protests in the Gaza Strip against Hamas. This is AP News. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem visited a prison in El Salvador where alleged Venezuelan gang members deported from the U.S. are being held. Jennifer King has a report.
Noem's tour included two cell blocks crowded with inmates. At one point, about a dozen Salvadoran prisoners were lined up and told to remove their T-shirts, many displaying MS-13 tattoos on their chests. Noem turned her back to the cell and recorded a video message.
Do not come to our country illegally. You will be removed and you will be prosecuted. But know that this facility is one of the tools in our toolkit that we will use if you commit crimes against the American people.
Homeland Security indicated the secretary will discuss with Salvadoran officials how the U.S. can increase the number of deportation flights. That's despite an appeals court decision that kept in place an order barring the administration from deporting more Venezuelan immigrants to El Salvador. Some of their relatives dispute their gang affiliation. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.